Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
I am a fine musician. I practice every day. And people come from miles around just to hear me play. My trumpet, they love to hear my trumpet.
I'm a fine musician and I get lots of pay. But when I play my tuba, people throw money my way. My tuba, they love to hear my tuba. Tuba, 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 tuba.
I am a fine musician, my music is so gay, and everybody dances when they hear me play. My trombone, they love to hear my trombone. Da 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 da.
Children follow me when they hear me play. My piccolo, they love to hear my piccolo. Diddle dee 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 dee
All right, it's Dave Player on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. I couldn't interrupt that. It's my favorite Christmas episode. Dick Van Dyke Show, Alan Brady Presents. Yeah, from 1963. And I love my holiday movies, but love the Christmas episodes of favorite TV shows even more. And if you have one you'd like to share or you'd like to stump Roger, Joey, and I on, call or text 312-981-7200. That one, top of my list. And I haven't seen it yet this holiday, but I have to watch it.
Yeah, it's it'll be everywhere, of course.
Yeah.
I know that some of the old TV show stations, especially on digital TV, which is because I'm so cheap, as we all know, that's all I do, is they'll start airing Christmas episodes of all the old shows in a few days. Another one I want to throw out that... I didn't think about until you started playing that is The Waltons. If you remember back, the original introduction that we had to The Waltons, it was a made-for-TV movie.
The Homecoming.
And that is a Christmas show.
Yeah. Not with the original cast either.
No. But that is a Christmas show where they go out, chop down the tree and in the storm, and they get lost. And
it was Patricia Neal who played Olivia. It was Andrew Dugan who played John Walton. It was most of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I even think Grandpa. Was Grandpa Edgar Bergen?
Oh, wow.
I think Grandpa was Edgar Bergen in there.
In just that made-for-TV movie.
Yeah.
Which then led to the series.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It was a great. I loved it. I fell in love with it.
Well, you're right. I've been watching all these MeTV. All of a sudden, I turn on and there's Mr. Ed's Christmas special and all this other stuff. It's hysterical. But as far as the old black and whites, I played The Honeymooners when we opened the show at 2 o'clock. That's a favorite. I already saw that one this year. And then others that are big. You know, there was only one out of all the years of the Andy Griffith Show in 1960, which I think it was its first year. That was the only time they did a Christmas show, and it was kind of a Christmas carol. It was a Scrooge. It was a town Scrooge, if you remember.
The old miserly guy.
The old miserly guy. And then another one from 312 mentions the Twilight Zone, Night of the Meek. And I don't know if you remember that, but for a while, CBS. This was 1960. Another 1960. CBS did not want to put the Twilight Zone on tape, so they almost did a bunch of episodes like what'd you call the process where you film, like a kinescope.
It kinescope, was very, right. They filmed it off rough. The TV set. Yeah.
But maybe it wasn't even that, but it was like maybe they shot it live on film or on tape instead of film, whatever it was, but they were really grainy, mm-hmm. awful episodes. But this one was about an alcoholic played by Art Carney. He was a drunken department store Santa who, you know, was really trying to figure out, you know, his life and his worth. You know, it's not an uplift. You know, it's uplifting at the end, but it's still a pretty dark, dark episode.
Well, it's the Twilight Zone.
It's a Twilight Zone. Mm. Years ago, I Love Lucy, they found the Christmas episode that was never aired since its original airing because it was really a compilation of reruns in that half hour. They went Fred and Ethel went to get a tree. Little Ricky was waiting for Santa to come, but then they reflected on Lucy having the baby, the barbershop quartet, all this stuff. Yeah. And they thought, well, it's a rerun of a rerun in the episode. And in I think it was 1989, CBS decided to air it for the first time in almost, I don't know, 35, 40 years, whatever it was.
Wow.
Big hit. They've colorized it. Here's a little bit from the I Love Lucy Christmas special.
Cascabeles, cascabeles, llenos
all the way. Oh, what fun is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh,
I don't know what's happened to my voice lately. I don't seem to sing well anymore.
Lately?
Anymore?
Here's that Twilight Zone segment that we were just talking about with Art Carney.
But as for my insubordination, I was not rude to that woman.
He was fired from...
Someone should remind her that Christmas is more than barging up and down department store aisles and pushing people out of the way.
Now, Corwin...
Someone has to tell her that Christmas is another thing finer than that. Richer. Finer. Truer. And it should come with patience and love. Charity. Compassion. That's what I would have told her if you'd give me the chance.
Yeah, he was fired for being rude to a woman who was being obnoxious about a toy in the store. But you really got to watch it. It's a pretty intense episode. 708 mentions All in the Family, Christmas Day at the Bunkers. That was an early one. There was two Christmas episodes that I remember. One of them was when they canceled his holiday bonus because he screwed up a work order, so he had no money for presents on Christmas. I don't know if you remember that. And he didn't know how to break the news because everyone was talking about what they were going to get, and he couldn't afford anything.
Right.
But then the one that was probably most impactful was 76. It was the Draft Dodger, where they were preparing a meal for Archie's buddy who lost his son in Vietnam. And Mike's old friend, you know, his son-in-law, Mike Meathead, his friend shows up, and he's a Draft Dodger. So now Archie's conflicted between, you know, okay, I've got this, you know, five-star father sitting here and then this kid who sacrificed his life, and then here's a kid who moved to Canada because he didn't want to fight the war. It was pretty impactful. Here's a quick a bite from that show.
But while we're on the subject of looks, you're going to play Santa Claus. You know, Santa Claus was white, and so was his beard.
Told you to say that, Uncle Henry.
That's ridiculous. I'd look silly with a white beard.
Oh, this is with the Jeffersons, yeah.
Oh.
And who said Santa Claus was white?
Oh, come on now, I had the same argument with you about Jesus. I hate to go over old ground again, but the fact is Jesus is white and so is Santa Claus.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something, Bunker. When I was a kid on Christmas Eve, the guy that used to fill my stocking was black.
So that was actually from the 1971 episode when there was no Sherman Hemsley.
Did you notice a different voice there?
Well, it was his brother-in-law. He was under contract in a play. He was signed to play George Jefferson on the All in the Family for those first couple seasons. But he couldn't do the first half of the season, so they brought another actor to play his brother-in-law who was living with them, and that was the guy that was butting heads with Archie. So all in the family. And we've got some callers. Stick around. We're going to take those calls and more. Your favorite holiday TV Christmas episode, 312-981-7200. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN and WGNradio.com. It is 401. Here are the top stories and a look at today's weather with Roger Badish.
Well, my sakes. What's your name?
Cindy Brady.
My, but you are a pretty little girl. What toy would you like to have Santa bring you?
Oh, I don't want any toys.
No toys? Well, you must want something for Christmas.
I do. I want my mommy to get her voice back.
Your mommy's voice back?
Mommy's got laryngitis, real bad.
Well, that is a shame.
And she has to sing at church on Christmas.
Well, Cindy, I don't think I can...
Oh, please, Santa. It's all I want for Christmas.
Well, you certainly are a sweet, unselfish little girl. I'm sure your mommy will get her voice back.
Oh, thank you, Santa. Daddy, Daddy!
What are you so excited about, sweetie, huh?
Santa's gonna give Mommy your voice back for Christmas.
He's what?
He promised Mommy can sing on Christmas morning.
Oh, honey, how could he do that? He's not a doctor.
He's better than a doctor. He's Santa Claus.
All right, it's Dave Blyer on 720 WGN. By the way, that's the Brady Kids singing right now. They put out a Christmas album.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry about that. I was coughing off the air.
That's all right.
That's a classic. I did that for Florence Henderson because it was a classic.
That's so sweet.
Spoiler alert, she got her voice back.
By the way, Nanook of the North has just entered the newsroom.
Oh, lovely. Lovely. Nice to hear. Nice to hear. Nice to hear. Well, we're talking about your favorite TV Christmas specials of all time, 312-981-7200. And, Jim, you've been waiting on hold for a bit here. Jim, good morning to you. What's your favorite?
Good morning. Not long at all. It was MASH, I think, did several Christmas ones.
They did.
The one that really struck me was the team Roger and Dave had to keep a injured soldier alive so that he would die on the 26th rather than the 25th, the thought being that if he was sent home to his mother, the whole family would never remember Christmas again as anything but the day they lost their boy in Korea. And it was a very powerful episode.
Oh, yeah, I totally remember that. Yeah, you know, the earlier Christmas episodes were a lot more whimsical with McClane Stevenson and stuff, and I think, you know, obviously as the series developed, they got a lot more serious about the war. And really sending a message almost in every single episode. But yeah, that was an absolute classic. Jim, thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate it.
Very welcome.
All right. Let's see. Jeffrey, you're on 720 WGN. Good morning to you. You have a favorite.
Me?
Yes.
There were two. There was the Married with Children, where Al Bundy was an episode of It's a Wonderful Life. And Al Bundy wanted to die, and his angel was Sam Kinison.
That's right. It was Sam Kinison. Yeah, that's right. It was called It's a Bundy for Life. I remember that, actually.
And there was one other one that he did, and that was the one where they were watching the television set, and the Santa Claus jumped out of the airplane and landed in their backyard and was dead. And they had all the coupons, and they picked up the bag at the end, and the dog was carrying the coupons too, and they all ran to the mall.
Yeah,
and the idea was that the owner of the mall didn't want them to report it. You know, they didn't want the publicity, so they cheated the Bundys out of money because they offered them money as a bribe, and they cheated them out of the money so that. Instead, they got the bag, Santa's bag,
classic.
With all the coupons.
Classic.
And it was really great. Oh, and I wanted to mention, you mentioned Abe Vigoda.
Yeah.
Before The Godfather, did you know he was on Dark Shadows?
No, was he a regular or was it a guest role for him?
He was on there for about a week. and he was like a silversmith or something. He did some work, and the one of the warlocks or something killed him.
Oh,
but he
geez.
Was on there for about a week.
Wow. Wow.
But,
no, very cool. I appreciate that.
There.
Yeah, I bet he was.
I just thought I'd mention that because I never saw him before The Godfather. And this was like about 2 years before he did The Godfather. So he was on TV and working at least till 1970. I don't know if he did anything before that. But I just thought I'd mention that.
Let's see if I can find that on YouTube because I can't imagine. You know, he's always, in anything he's ever done, he's looked old. So to see him young again.
Right. Well, he was on Dark Shadows because I had the tapes.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, and I was amazed when I saw him because he looked a bit younger in that. And that's what blew me away because I, too, was used to looking at a 90-year-old man.
Right, yeah.
And all of a sudden, he was younger in this. But like I said, after he did the work, one of the demons or devils or Dark Shadows put a curse on him and killed him.
Wow.
But he only lasted about 5 days on the whole series. Well, I'm going to get going.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Jeffrey, no, I always appreciate the call. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you. A couple other texters here. 312 talks about the Mary Tyler Moore Show. It was called Christmas and the Hard Luck Kid. It's from 1970 as the episode begins. Mary, I think it was her first time, Roger, on at the station. It was her first big job, and she wanted to go home for Christmas.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And then they ended up telling her, no, you're the new kid. You're here.
You got to stay and cover for
here. Yeah. And then some poor schlub said, I've never spent Christmas with my family. Will you take my shift too? And she did that as well from the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Yeah. Another one was Happy Days. You know, Happy Days did a bunch of these Christmas episodes. And this one was called Guess Who's Coming to Christmas, where, you know, Howard Cunningham, the dad, wanted a nice old-fashioned family Christmas alone. And I think, at some point, Richie discovered that Fonzie was going to spend Christmas alone. And pretty touching episode. And ABC aired that episode, I think, every year for like 7 or 8 years after that because it was so highly regarded. Let's take a little listen.
Hey, Dad, can we have anybody over for tonight?
Now, look, I thought we had that all settled. We decided that this Christmas Eve was going to be strictly for the family. We're going to have fun.
Hey, Fonz, since I didn't get you anything, how about coming to my home for Christmas turkey?
I got plans. Yeah, what are you doing, Fonz? Oh, well, I'm going up to Waukesha.
Waukesha?
Yeah. Yeah. I got a regular thing on Christmas time. My cousin lives up there. A big house. A spread they put out for Christmas. Lots of presents. Big family. Big family. Big house. Lights. Big tree. Works. Oh, yeah. I'm not much for family, you know, but I figure once a year I can take it.
I'm leaving tonight on the 4 o'clock bus.
Hey, Mr. C, thanks a lot.
For what?
I know you're hip to Waukesha.
Well, to tell you the truth, Fonzie, it was Richie who figured it out.
Classic episode of Happy Days. I love that. Taxi 312 mentions Taxi 708. Bob Newhart, I'm Dreaming of a Slight Christmas. there was one of them, too, that he was stranded. And wasn't he was stranded and got drunk? I can't remember what it was, but another classic episode. There is something I saw on Antenna TV, which is our sister station through WGN Television. Mm-hmm. And it was they've been doing this Johnny Carson 12 Days of Christmas.
Yeah.
And I know Nick talks about this all the time. I was talking to Nick DiGilio the other day, Friday. And he said, one of the things he does when he gets home is he watches The Tonight Show that he taped in or whatever from Antenna TV the night before. Mm-hmm. Because I got to tell you, they're classic. No matter what you do, and even though some of the material might be a little dated, he's a master.
Funny.
Well, yeah, but he's a master at the interview. And just to see him dig deep into some of these conversations, especially some of the early ones, is pretty incredible.
And a lot of the episodes that were on this past week have had Bob Hope in them.
Yes.
And promoting his Christmas special.
Yeah, and you know what? And there was between Bob Hope and and Johnny, there was that wasn't a really good relationship.
Yeah.
I think NBC's told Bob at one point that, look, you can come on the show, on the Tonight Show, or go on the Tonight Show, really, mm-hmm. without Johnny's permission, anytime you want. And he would stroll in like he owned the place.
Yeah, yeah.
And he would move around stuff, and he'd play bloopers from his Christmas specials or mm-hmm. whatever. But I think someone told me that after the Tonight Show taping, because Bob would tape his Christmas special, I'm not sure they did it in front of a live audience, and they would ask the Tonight Show audience to stay, and then they would play Bob's special. So, you know, after Johnny warmed them up for an hour.
Oh.
And be there for the laugh track.
Oh, that's funny.
But, I mean, you know, he phoned
well,
it
he
in.
Well, he apparently, and again, I don't know how true it is, but the ones that I saw, the reruns I saw this past week, he kept talking about how he's in the studio across the hall behind the Tonight Show set studio.
But they would just stroll in like in the place, and then he would do his act reading off everything off a cue card about 4 feet away from the camera. So it was not even close enough to the camera where it looked like he was talking into the camera. Mm-hmm. At the end, he was kind of phoning it in. But, but anyway, there was a segment, and I'm going to play the whole thing because it's hysterical. Johnny divorced multiple times, Ed mm-hmm. divorced multiple times, Doc divorced multiple times, and they sing the 12, I think it's the 12 Days of Christmas, all talking about what their wives took from them. Let's take a listen. This is from The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Tonight Show is pleased to present the NBC Yuletide Carolers performing an all-time holiday favorite.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love took from me
the big house behind the pear tree.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love took from me
two swimming pools
and the house in the hills of Beverly.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love took from me
three French maids,
two swimming pools,
and the condo in Waikiki.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love took from me
four bedroom sets,
three French maids,
two swimming pools,
and the penthouse in NYC. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love took from me five wedding rings, four bedroom sets, three French maids, two swimming pools,
and the brownstone in Washington, D.C.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love took from me
six sequin jackets,
five wedding rings, four bedroom sets, three French maids, two swimming pools,
and the timeshare in Benoni.
It's a different place each
day of Christmas, my true love took from
it
me
is brilliant.
Seven chauffeured limos, six sequin jackets, five wedding rings, four bedroom sets, three French maids, two swimming pools,
and the ranch in the Napa Valley.
Day of Christmas, my true love took from me
the eight cup Melita,
seven chauffeured limos, six sequin jackets, five wedding rings, four bedroom sets, three French maids, two swimming pools,
and the yacht in the Florida Keys.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love took from me
nine tenths of Star Search,
eight cup Melitas,
nine tenths of Star Search,
six sequin jackets, five wedding rings, four bedroom sets, three French maids, two swimming pools,
and the beach house and new jacuzzi.
On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love took from me
ten Zamfir albums,
nine tenths of Star Search, eight cup Melitas, seven chauffeured limos, six sequin jackets, five wedding rings, four bedroom sets, three French maids, two swimming pools,
and the place in the south of Italy.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love took from me
11 tons of Alpo,
10 Zamfir albums,
love and cats of Alpo.
Five wedding rings, four bedroom sets, three French maids, two swimming pools,
and the villa on the Champs-Élysées.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love took from me
12 checks a yearly,
11 tons of Alpo, 10 Zamfir,
12 checks a yearly,
10 of Star Search, 8 cup Melita, 7 chauffeured limos, 6 sequin jackets, 5 wedding rings, four bedroom sets, three French maids, two swimming pools, everything but the Christmas.
And by the way, this is where the Christmas tree gets lifted off the stage up in the air as they watch it go away. Absolutely
hilarious.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. of course, we had 815, the Waltons movie, of course. All the Waltons were so much fun. The Simpsons, Roasting on an Open Fire. Did you know that was the pilot in 1989 was a Christmas episode?
Because, of the standalone series?
Yeah, because it was Tracy Ullman, as front. Right. But yeah, the standalone series was aired December 17th by itself, and then it was like a Christmas special, and that was it. And then it became a series the following year.
Look at that. I didn't know that.
Yep. Seinfeld, The Strike, it was called, 1997. George's father, Frank Costanza, Jerry Stiller, creates Festivus for the rest of us. Family and friends are allowed to air their grievances to one another as they compete in showing off feats of strength. I have a clip. Let's take a listen.
I don't really celebrate Christmas. I celebrate Festivus.
Feminist.
Festivus.
What is Festivus?
It's nothing. It's a stupid holiday my father invented. It doesn't exist.
Happy Festivus, Georgie.
Absolute classic. Also, Wonder Years Christmas 773 mentioned the Wonder Years. Let's see here. Excuse me. The Office Party. The Office Christmas Party. Taxi. Was another one. Cheers. There was Christmas Cheers where they were, everyone was buying Rebecca a gift, and Sam didn't buy one. And so he went out looking on the street and he ended up finding, I don't know, some mittens or something from another woman that he brought in and bought them from her. And he accidentally gave her the diamond earring she bought for her grandmother and then had a right to check for that. Last one is The Family Guy. And Peter put together, and Joey and I were laughing at this on Friday, Peter put together a Christmas album that is pretty funny. Let's take a listen.
Sessions presents A Peter Griffin Christmas, featuring such standards as...
Everybody look at the snow in the yard.
And who could forget?
I brought these gifts for you. They're up in my bum.
And everyone's favorite.
La 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 la, la 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 la. Look at the bells, look at the bells. Holy crap, here comes Jesus. And he doesn't look too happy. Merry Christmas, everyone.
That show. It is...
irreverent.
Well, it's one of those shows where if you're of a certain mind,
yes,
you're switching the channels, you see it, and you stop for like 2 seconds. In a corner of your mind, you say, change the channel. But in the rest of your mind, it says, ooh.
Give me more.
Yeah.
Give me more. All right. Those are the best Christmas TV specials. And thanks to all of our callers and texters as well. All right. We're going to talk to Cardinal Blaise Supich. I forgot he was elevated. Cardinal Blaise Supich on his trip to Rome, giving the Pope the Cubs hat and the autographed baseball, that experience. And his Christmas message to our listeners. We'll do that, followed by Dave Schwann and This Week in History, all coming up next on 720 WGN.